This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it always does, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, we've got our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, getting the packages and the mail delivered. And, of course, that's so important to do. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And then we've got our Amazon workforce working in the warehouses. And our drivers out there delivering the parcels that they have, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And you can find us on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Good thing about that is if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us there. We are streaming the show live right now on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can also communicate with us over there. Send us a message, and if you do it correctly, we'll get it. If you don't, we won't. It's that simple. And also, well, you can check us out when we're not on the air because we have the stream over there. And that's the last show that was played live, is recorded, and is played over and over again. So you get to hear the same show right there on the stream as much as you want to hear it. Now, joining us from California, we've got the one and only incomparable, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, indeedy, and they are going to go back inside because it is a balmy, let's see, what is it here? It's a balmy 57 degrees tonight. It's not bad, but it's going to be a nice day, so just enough to where you might have a little bit of a chill on it, not much, but just a little bit. So, are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those 2 points, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, we kind of left off talking about the balloon, and we'll kind of pick up talking about something not related, but might have some bearing on the conversation eventually. And that is that the United States has 11 of 50 of the most dangerous cities in the world. Did you know that?
Well, I know that they're getting worse, yes, but that's a terrible statistic, isn't it?
Do you know who runs them, Republican or Democrat?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that they're probably big blue cities.
Every one of them. Yep. Every one of them. How about that? Isn't that a wonderful feat to say you're a part of because you're a Democrat and crime is out of control in your city?
Well, yes, and certainly we've just also seen some recent polling or recent information, I should say, that shows that, you know, the bluer states seem to, bluer areas are getting bluer, the red areas are getting redder, and it's almost as if, Captain, there's some sort of self-separation going on where you have a lot of people that want to have law and order, they want to make sure the police are respected, they want to make sure that it's safe to be in their communities, and then they seem to be abandoning these places like Los Angeles, like San Francisco, just to name a couple, where it all just seems to be out of control, or New York.
Yeah, yeah. And then they come down into the South, and they try some of their stuff down here, and they wind up getting shot because we don't mess with them.
Well, right, right. It's just, it's the idea, the attacks on law and order. You know, when talking about Tyre Nichols, we all agree the procedures and the things and all these things that went completely haywire and wrong, which resulted in his needless death, right? We understand how to do real reform, but the demonization of police across the country, regardless of what city they're in, a lot of this leads to that, to the idea of just rampant criminal activity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, a new report casts doubt on the effectiveness of wearing masks. Should we have even been wearing them to begin with?
Well, you know, Captain, I'm going to say the name of Dr. Fauci. Didn't he early on say that wearing a mask didn't do any good?
Yeah, and then he said, look, I'm wearing two masks and for double protection. And then about a week later, he says, well, the two masks won't help you either.
That's right.
And by the way, a cloth mask never helped anybody.
Well, exactly. So now,
he called it the schmutz because you get the schmutz on it.
Right, right. Well, at the beginning of the emergency, you know, Dr. Fauci was basically saying we didn't need this because it didn't make any sense. It you know, it's different when you go in for surgery and they're wearing masks and all that. It's a whole different deal. But just to have the public put a cloth over their nose is not going to save them from that. I think they understood that, but then it became a more of a political thing.
And then you sound like this when you put the mask over your nose, right? You sound like that.
Yeah. No kidding.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I, if you want to call, 877-969-8700.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, you betcha. God bless America, God save America, God help America, and God keep America the greatest place on earth that I want to be a part of. Now, this portion of the program, my conversations with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell. And Mike is on a roll. He's on a roll. He's got a brand new pillow. It sleeps even cooler than the other pillows that he's had. And it's a buy one, get one. In other words, you buy one, get one for free of whatever the size pillow is that you want. So you trot on over to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And grab you one of those pillows, which will actually become two. Buy one, get one. Great deal. Promo code's CAPTAIN over there at MyPillow.com. You can get anything you want using that promo code. And if you want to call them up, don't want to waste the time on the in the computer. The number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Go over there and check out all the great specials that they've got, too, because they got a whole bunch of stuff on sale over there. Right now, and you'll be a real happy camper by the time you get done looking at what they have to offer. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to talk about this earthquake over there in Turkey and Syria. It started out as a 7.8, correct?
I believe so, right in that zone, yes.
Now, they've had at least one aftershock, is that right?
As far as we know, that's right, and it was a significant one.
7.5, which was this plenty to do more damage by itself if you hadn't thrown the 7.8 into play, and it actually took the buildings that were still standing and leveled them.
Yes, you know, Captain, the video that we're seeing coming out of these areas is just devastating to watch these buildings just completely collapse. It's not a movie. It's nothing like that. You're seeing real people trying to run away, and it's just devastating.
Well, you got to remember, this was the area of Turkey and Syria would have been doing a lot of fighting. So there's already some structural damage there.
Well, sure, sure. But a 7.8, 7.5, I mean, this magnitude of earthquake, you know, is really, really significant. Here in California, you know, you get a 7, it's going to have pretty much widespread damage. A lot of the earthquakes that we have here are not going to be that big, except for some of the more significant ones that have happened. But Captain, if you have this in a populated area with buildings of this nature and so forth, it's just the death toll, I'm so sorry to say, I think is going to continue to climb.
It's at 4,000 and climbing.
That's right. That's right.
And I don't even know what it's up to right now. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, last night it was several hundred. When we went off the air, it looked like it was going to be a couple thousand. And when we came on the air tonight, it was 4,000 plus.
Yes, exactly right. We also understand, Captain, for example, here in the Los Angeles area, we do have the Los Angeles County Fire Department's Urban Search and Rescue Team. They're preparing to make their way over to that area to see what they can do to help locate survivors. We do understand that some people, at least after the initial earthquake, were buried under rubble in some areas, tweeting out or trying to use their cell phones to let people know that they were alive. So it is a race against time, and I'm sure that they're going to have some other cities that have urban search and rescue teams that might be following suit from L.A.
Yeah, yep. Now, Ukraine's defense ministry is in turmoil at a key point in the war. They want more weapons, they want aircraft, they want whatever they can get their hands on so they can defend themselves, and they're not getting a lot of what they want. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, this is all wrapped around even the idea that you have some countries in the region there that really want Ukraine to become part of NATO. It's hard to say how that would all play.
Well, if they do, that makes this into a war.
It is exactly what it does. It makes it into an Article 5 issue, which immediately escalates things. So right now, of course, the best course of action is to try to make sure the Ukrainians have what they need. But even that's a tightrope walk, because you're going to have the Russians be able to say, well, direct support is just that. It's direct support of our, quote, enemy, and we're going to draw you into this somehow. So it is a very fine line.
And it also interjects over towards the UN, because the chief of the UN said that the Ukraine-Russia conflict could push the world into a wider war, especially if they use the additional weaponry that they've got and Ukraine starts firing deeper into Russia than what they have been.
Well, sure, because at some point somebody – you know, so it's, I don't know if this is necessarily will be just a stalemate forever. That would be hard to believe. But at some point, Ukraine will lose a lot, or Russia will lose a lot. Russia's going to pour more into it. Ukraine will ask for more help, and they'll try to pour more into it. At some point, it's almost, I hate to say inevitable, that it could expand. Because, in other words, is the West and the countries in the region, are they willing to absorb the loss of Ukraine? I don't know that they're going to do that yet. And so that means there may be no easy exit route out of this.
Well, we know that there's doubt on both sides, and that's partly what's so interesting about all of this. We don't know who to believe or who's telling the truth or when they're going to tell the truth. And I think that the truth somewhere lies in the middle of all this that we're hearing from each side.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we'll hear about peace talks and so forth, but I don't know that the Ukrainians, and certainly Zelensky, will want to give up large areas of Ukraine, at least at this point. So peace talks may not be really possible. And Vladimir Putin's certainly not going to just say, okay, I'm done, I'm turning around, go away. It's like it never happened. He's going to want something. So that's where this huge quandary is.
Well, they believe if they get the tanks and they get the planes, they can take back Crimea.
Right, exactly. And that, I think, Putin would definitely see as a major escalation in the war, even though, you know, it was taken in an invalid way back during the Obama administration.
So is it fair to call this a disaster?
I think so, because there, again, there doesn't seem to be an exit ramp, and it's terrible because you want the American president to be leading in this, to do everything possible to stop this, not just talk about it, but somehow provide real concrete leadership in this, and we're just not seeing it.
Well, with the polls that are out there, the most recent one that says 41% say that their personal finances are deteriorating under Joe Biden, the worst result they've had back on that in some 37 years, I don't see much being done by Joe Biden.
No, not at all. Well, especially as we're going to be talking about the State of the Union as well on Wednesday morning, after it airs on Tuesday night, tonight. There's going to be a lot of stuff about how stuff isn't his fault, or, you know, they've got some jobs, et cetera, et cetera. But the American people, Captain, aren't going to hear the things that they need to hear. How are we going to get inflation under control? How are we going to be energy independent? How are we going to get prices down? How are we going to make it better for your kitchen table budget? Because you're right. People are starting to run out at this point. We just talked on yesterday's program about the credit card balances and so forth. Those are going to have been skyrocketing because people are trying to keep up with inflation, and one of the only ways they can do it is to pull out the plastic.
Yeah, and this is where people have to be careful when they pull out the plastic, because there are some programs you can get with insurance, especially the seniors. They can get onto some programs, and they can actually get so much a month in food, supplemental, good food, not crap food, because you can only buy certain things with it. And they give you a little card. It's like a credit card, and you get X amount of dollars a month on there, and it helps.
Well, exactly right. And people should avail themselves of whatever it is that it's going to be beneficial to them on that. Because we may be heading into a time where the prices are just too high to be able to live on, especially if you're on a fixed income.
No, the prices would never be too high, would they?
No. But again, I think we've seen these pretty bad poll numbers for Joe Biden. After the State of the Union, they may just plummet even more, because the American people are not going to hear what they need to hear from the chief executive.
Well, maybe Kamala will start laughing.
She will be laughing the entire time.
All right. You take care and hold on, and we'll be right back, folks, with more. Kyle Warren and myself, bottom of the hour, coming up here. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A former volunteer says New York Congressman George Santos sexually harassed him and violated ethics codes. Derek Myers tweeted he filed a police report over Santos's sexual overtures and workplace hiring practice. According to Myers, he was offered a job on January 23rd and was told he would remain a volunteer until the paperwork was complete. He also reported Santos touched his leg inappropriately in a one-on-one meeting and asked him over to his home. Myers said he rebuffed the advance and added that while waiting for his work confirmation, he was interviewed again by Santos's staff and told days later the job offer had been rescinded. The FBI is expected to soon search former Vice President Pence's Indiana home for classified documents. NBC News reports the search will take place in a matter of days. This comes after Pence's attorneys recently disclosed several documents of classified markings were found in his home. Julio Flores, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care .com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha, and I was there yesterday, and I stopped and saw my doctor, and I had to have a little bit of work done to me on my right leg of wound care again. And I'll tell you this much, they are just the greatest people that there is, in my opinion. And I've been to a lot of doctors for these legs and these problems that I've had. And they're always there. Well, they always help. And it always gets better. So what they did yesterday helped me, and I appreciate that. Again, it's called Advanced Podiatry in Clearwater, Florida. St. Pete, Florida. Right there, almost to Clearwater. But there's 727-896-4615 and the phone number, 727-896-4615 and the phone number. Tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, when we talk about a lot of things that are going on, we haven't said a lot about guns lately, have we?
No, we haven't, no.
And we haven't said a lot about guns just because whatever they've tried isn't working so far, right?
Right.
and then they're going to continue until they think they find something, correct?
Of course, yeah.
So my question is, they've been accused, the banks, the financial people, they've been accused of hiding gun purchases and whatnot, and guns being stored in a safe deposit box and all that sort of stuff. Now, my question to you is, are banks trying to get around gun registration bans by helping out their people? And maybe they themselves, maybe the banks themselves, are also gun supporters.
Well, what we understand is that you got banks and credit card processing looking to create what essentially amounts to like a gun registration, or at least a record. You know, what are you buying? You know, as opposed to classifying things as general merchandise, I think they could be classified as something else. And then, of course, you have the idea, are banks going to do business with gun shops or gun dealers, this kind of thing? So it could be a way of an end run around, like a national gun registry. You might have a de facto one.
Uh-huh. All right. That makes sense. Now, our senator, Florida, Rick Scott, who's the junior senator of Florida, go figure, he was the governor. Rubio was the senator first, so he gets to be the senior senator here in Florida. But Senator Rick Scott is pressuring Mitch McConnell on a debt limit deal. What are they trying to go? What's the deal? Do you know?
Well, I think generally it would have to do with the idea that you're going to have to get some kind of spending limits. You're going to have to get spending reductions that go along with the raising of the debt limit. Otherwise, it's completely unsustainable. You know, and now we're at the point, you know, Captain, where our GDP is now, you know, our debt is actually more than the complete gross national product, you know. And I heard a statistic earlier, it's only been like that since at one time, and that was during World War II. So the idea of, is this sustainable? Is this something that we can keep going with if we don't have some kind of meaningful spending cut? So I think it might center around something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate that. We'll find out as we move along here. Now, something else. Joe Biden has been very quiet lately as Turkey managed to place a bounty. You heard me right. Place a bounty on a U.S. citizen who is a former NBA player. What's this all about?
Well, yes, we understand that, yeah, there's been a bounty placed on his head, and he says it's unacceptable. He says, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm getting threats, just paraphrasing here. I have a bounty on my head. He says, I want my president to actually go out there and do something. His name is Cantor Freedom, I believe. Uh-huh. He's a former NBA star. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen who was originally born in Turkey. And now, evidently, they claim that he was somehow on a terrorist organization list. So, you know, here you are. You have somebody who's become an American citizen. There's a foreign agency that's put a bounty on his head. So maybe it behooves the American government to check into that.
All right. And we are just kind of sitting back watching to see what happens here. But I'm not sure that anything will come of it. But maybe, you never know. Senator Cory Booker, you know who he is, right, from New Jersey?
Well, of course, yeah.
He's saying that there is some legislation on police reform that is indeed possible.
Well, those are good words in that sense. Everybody believes that. Certainly where the procedures are concerned, as we watched the terrible videos about Tyree Nichols, we can all agree that procedures weren't followed. This was not acceptable. And so that's why I think some of these reforms could be. But that word reform, although, Captain, it's always been kind of loaded, hasn't it? It's this idea of what does it mean to reform the police as opposed to enforce the law that says police can't act in certain ways. It's already against the law to beat somebody until they're dead. This just can't be. It's a, you know, this is not the way we can run things in this country. So you have to be careful when you hear politicians talk about reform, because sometimes what they mean is they want to change things such that it benefits them politically.
Now, you mentioned him earlier, so we're going to have a little report right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, in the news this morning is wearing masks has come back. And it's being brought back by some of the states, some of the Democratic-run cities. You must wear a mask so that you don't pass your cold or disease along to someone else, and we can't transmit COVID, and we can't this. And again, it has come back widely accepted by the medical association that the mask didn't do a damn thing to help you. Not a thing, especially the cloth masks. If anything, the cloth masks were the worst of the worst, because if you cough into those things, if you blow your nose and some of the schmutz, as Fauci like to say, stays in the mask, what have you done to help yourself? Nothing.
Well, right. Well, I mean, at the risk of sounding, of sort of paraphrasing a popular Monty Python sketch, viruses are what we call very small, right? And so the cloth just is not geared up to actually stop such a thing. There are other things that could, right? But the cloth is not something that can stand up to viruses. And so that's from the get-go, nobody thought that was viable.
And because he is such a master of all and wizard of the wizards, we'll listen to a little something that he had to say. You ready?
Yeah. Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
There. I've said it. He said it. No masks, right?
That's right.
There we go. We got it from the source, and we got it out there. Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Cruz. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
What do you think about that, Kyle?
I like it. That's what I think.
Yeah, especially as this guy, the city slicker, mows his flower garden down. Oh, boy. All right, well, let's get with the weather here. What's going on out west?
All right, Captain, we're going to start up in the Pacific Northwest this morning. We've got rain all through the Seattle area down through Tacoma. It's going to stretch on back over towards the coastline, back to Astoria. It looks like we've got rain on pretty much all day Tuesday for the Seattle area there. We've also got some snow on the map tonight, some active snow falling right now. This is going to be in New Mexico. We've got snow that's south of Albuquerque coming across the interstate right now, Interstate 25 down towards Socorro. It's also north up into Santa Fe. Now, mind you, this whole area in that area has a winter weather warning and advisory going on right now. You've got a lot of snow expected, total accumulations 1 to 3 inches below 7,500 feet and 2 to 6 inches above 7,500 feet. It's all going to be in effect until about 6 o'clock on Tuesday evening there in the area. So please do be careful. We've also got a dense fog advisory coming up Highway 99 from Bakersfield to a little north of Merced in the Central Valley of California. Wind advisory kicking up in the Southern California area, so be careful there as well. High wind watch in northern Montana, and we've also got a winter weather advisory in parts of central Idaho stretching over towards Missoula in Montana. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we got some fog along the Gulf in Texas from Brownsville, a hop, skip, and a jump on up to Corpus Christi, and it's here, there, and everywhere. It's not consistent, but you'll have fog, then you won't, then you will, then you won't, then you will, then you won't. And you're out of it when you get to Corpus until you get up to Houston. Then you got some fog along right along the Gulf there in Houston, and then you're back out of it again. Now, taking a look at over towards New Orleans, we've got a little bit of fog over there, over towards Pascagoula, Mississippi, but nothing to be concerned about. It won't be that thick by the looks of things. Now, going way up north, way up on the Canadian line, Duluth, Minnesota, the northeastern corner of Minnesota, just east of the Quad Cities, you have got some unsettled weather conditions for what could be snow, could be sleet, could be wind for sure. And you got some wind in the upper peninsula tonight of Michigan, along with snow and ice. And you've also got the northwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight. You've got some wind and or could be some snow coming in with that. Looks like we got a little patch of lake effect that's starting to come in off Wisconsin that could be creating a little bit of a problem up that way. Then the northern part of Michigan, yep, you heard me, northern part of Michigan, snow all the way across between the lakes. So here we go again with that weather. Down into Florida, we do have a gale warning down in the Keys tonight, which is kind of unusual, but there is a gale warning down there. And we do have a gale warning. Nova Scotia down towards, Cape Cod, and then it bends around a little bit and comes on down to Long Island, and then it goes back out to sea again. So you won't have a lot to contend with there. A little bit of fog in the Chesapeake River Basin, and a little bit of fog down below that, down into North Carolina. And that's what we're looking like down there tonight. Now, Kyle, why do we go to the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop?
Well, we want to go to the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, Captain, and Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. Whether it's hot outside, whether it's cold outside, whatever the weather's doing, pull on in to the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out all about them and how you can join the My Rewards Plus app as well.
And they are building a bunch of new truck stops around the countryside. Most of you have seen them. If you haven't seen them, they're also remodeling some of the ones they currently have. So there you go. Things are getting a lot better at the Pilot and the Flying J.
Yes, they're investing just a whole lot of money in doing these great renovations. And they listen to truckers and travelers, and they're doing it for you.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Don't forget to catch his show by going to KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, and that'll be the way that you get a hold of that so that you're all set to go. And don't forget also that we have Kyle on 6 nights of the week. And let's see here. Alrighty, let me get on over here to the telephone. I think I know who this is. I believe we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I just had a call from Michigan here, so kind of getting the two torn up, and then he realized, I guess, that we were going to break or something. But that's David. He might call back. He might not. All right, what's going on with this this earthquake? I understand we're up to, what, 4,000 dead?
Yeah. It looks like it.
Wow.
Well, you have to understand that there's a lot of buildings that were kind of in feeble situations anyway because of the war.
Right.
And, you know, I think that there was a 7.8 and then a 7.6. And then certainly aftershocks. So I don't know that a lot of buildings can withstand that.
Wow. And we've been sending some people now. Some of our urban rescue people are being sent over there at the request of the government. So they finally, I guess, agreed to let people come over there.
Well, I don't know, you know, when they could necessarily arrive, you know, in order to help out. I mean, there's an awful lot of people there already, both in Syria and in Turkey. It's pretty awful.
They don't have the equipment we do. We're going with our special urban rescue stuff. That stuff, a lot of that's electronic and whatnot, and cameras, et cetera, et cetera. They can look and find the people that, as long as, and by the way, there's people actually calling from their cell phones in the rubble.
Well, that's just so they can, you know, mark a location.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like as if they're going to be able to get some of these people out very quickly, if at all.
True enough.
Yeah, so I guess maybe we're going to have a much higher... Yeah, I guess we're going to have a much higher death rate. That has been known to happen in these circumstances. Okay, I hear the music, so don't go nowhere. Folks, I'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. More here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tuesday morning edition. It's Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday. That means we'll be over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters for lunch. Stop on by. Say howdy, howdy. Be happy to see you. I shall return with more.
For another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-86.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.